100% Cairns and the Tropical North. It's 8464CA. Well, I had lined up Nita Green to talk specifically about labour hire rorts. We'll come to that in a couple of minutes' time, but I guess the main news story of the day is this potential impact of the Omicron, the brand new variant there of COVID-19. And look, you know, even online this morning, I did have a bit of a giggle at somebody who said it's an anagram for moronic, and I guess just as purely a giggle. There's nothing wrong with that. But I guess I've got some real concerns that some people continue to have this position that these type of things are just a conspiracy. They're not real. And there's some new world order that's trying to manage these type of things to keep us all in line, which is just madness. I mean, you know, the government is actually everyday people just like you and I, having families, going to work, coming home again. This concept that there's this, you know, you and I, and there's this different group controlling society, people believe this stuff. It's just madness. They believe it's true because they've never actually worked in some of these areas and actually found out they're just normal everyday people doing their thing. So I think, you know, I guess the community is getting tired of hearing these type of things, and I guess the potential negativity as a result of COVID-19 and particularly these variants, but the impacts long-term could be really, really serious. Labor's Senator here in Queensland, Nita Green, of course, the local girl, she joins me this morning. Good morning, Nita. How are you?
Good morning, Murray. I'm good.
It's interesting, you know, because I should imagine that for so many operators when it comes to tourism and so many different industries around the state, would have hoped that we're maybe just getting to a position we're on the cusp of opening up and, you know, some form of normality was going to return to our lives. But, you know, it seems like it's one of those things that's in some ways unsurprising that COVID-19, just the nature of it, it is going to vary. It's going to mutate because it's out there in societies right across the world. But of course, this is a big blow for quite a few businesses around the state because it really brings in, I guess, a lot of unknowns as to what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, certainly. I think the news over the weekend that there is a new variant spreading across the world has made people sort of stop and think, certainly made me reconsider, I guess, what next year will look like. And those small businesses that you talk about here in Cairns have just been through the ringer. And to hear this news that there might be a different set, a different variant is concerning. I guess what we know so far isn't a lot, but we do know that it's being looked into. We know that the travel from South African countries has now been restricted, and that makes sense. I mean, that's a good measure that the government has brought in. But I guess it's a good reminder that the pandemic isn't over. As much as we want it to be, as much as we want to get back to our normal lives, this is something that isn't going away in a long time. It's something that we need to learn to live with, but also manage if things like this happen, if different variants occur, if vaccines need to be adapted, those sorts of things. And I think you bring up a really good point. We need to have some trust restored to the public health advice that's being given. It really got us through to the point where a lot of lives were saved. And so we are really encouraging, you know, people to listen to that health advice as it comes through. And I know a lot of really hard work is being done at the moment to find out what's going on with this new variant.
I think the prime thing for anyone in this country is to of course, protect the community, which includes their family first, and, of course, you know, protect our prosperity, you know, protect our economies and all that type of thing. But, you know, as you know as a politician, I know you probably spend a large percentage, too much of your time, putting out bushfires of misinformation and lies, stuff that's completely wrong, and actually trying to get the record straight. You know, I guess I've got these real concerns that this is just going to be an excuse for a lot of people to bring out this misinformation once again, which has got real potential impacts on communities and the economy. And these are the type of things that these people want to protect, but they will not believe the reality in the medical science. And, you know, in a lot of ways, actually, you know, the potential impact is far greater on the community and of course, the economy because of this misinformation.
Well, I disagree with you on one point, Murray, and that is that these people care about our community and our economy. We've seen a lot of rhetoric from even from Liberal MPs and senators, particularly Senator Jared Rennick, I'm sure you would be aware, is spreading a lot of misinformation about COVID-19. And we've seen the same thing from George Christensen and Matt Canavan. And I actually think that what they're doing is trying to get notoriety for themselves.
Yeah.
They're trying to push a lot of clicks on the internet and get a big Facebook following, and not actually interested in sitting down and working out what is the best thing for our economy, what is the best thing for our community. I've really had enough of seeing those things come through the internet, not only because it's not the right message for leaders, supposed leaders of our country, to be putting out, but I've seen the flow-on effects to vaccine hesitancy, and I've seen our Indigenous community lag when it comes to vaccination rates, and that has been put down to misinformation when it comes to Facebook, when it comes to the internet.
Sure.
And if we get an outbreak in Cairns, you and I know, and our community knows, that our Indigenous community is already vulnerable to COVID-19. If somebody isn't vaccinated, that makes more potential for them to get sick. And I would hate for any of those people to have been deterred from vaccination because of, quite frankly, selfish politicians who are trying to push misinformation around. I would encourage people not to get their health information from the internet when it comes, or from Facebook. Don't get it from a politician. Go and get it from a health website. That's where the right information is.
Look, you know, I accept what you're saying about, you know, their level of care for the community, but thankfully the vast majority do know the facts, and even though they might be getting some notoriety in some sections of the community, we know that it's very much in the minority. Well, look, let's see what happens in the next 24 hours or so, but it is an issue of real concern, and particularly we're in a situation where hopefully things were about to open up. Hopefully we don't have these impacts. But I am keen to talk about what was to be the main subject of the day. And it was actually a bill that was introduced just in the last week or so, actually a private member's bill, with respect to labour hire rorts. And, you know, when it comes to an egalitarian society that we have here in Australia, it seems sad to know that people are doing exactly the same job under the same conditions and the same hours, different rates of pay. Tell me some more.
Well, Anthony Albanese has had a policy around same job, same pay for a while, and we said that a Labor government would make sure that people who are working the same job get the same pay. But last week, Anthony actually introduced a private members bill because this is something that we want to actually take care of now. And some of the stimulus for that, Murray, has been a real decline in real wages. We've seen real wages go backwards over the last couple of years, particularly during the pandemic. And we certainly know that the use of labour hire in a way to undercut wages, where there's an enterprise agreement in place or even just an agreement between workers and an employer in place, is being used to undercut wages, is being used to create more insecure work, and is being used to get around what is, you know, hard-fought working conditions of working people. So we've introduced this bill, which means that there's an obligation now, hopefully if it gets passed, on the host employer, but also on the labour hire company, to make sure that if they are employing someone to do exactly the same job as the person next to them, that they are getting paid the same wage. It's an important step forward for our country, and I think it's something that you can tell it was the urgency is there now, and that's why Anthony brought this bill to the House of Reps last week.
Now, look, I understand these arrangements, which are widely described as pretty much dodgy, are pretty rife in the mining industry, but also increasingly being used in other industries such as meatwork, construction, hospitality, and even aged care. So it's got the potential to actually become even more of an issue in our society unless we actually deal with this.
Yeah, and I think I speak to people in the meatworks industry. That's been a really big problem, rife in that industry for a long time. But it's sort of the industries that you don't think would have a reliance on labour hire that shock people. We know that we've got a big reliance on labour hire in aged care. And having insecure work in that industry, we've seen throughout the pandemic, has really been devastating. And when we're trying to take care of our elderly people and people who deserve the best attention and best care, having an insecure workforce to do that isn't good for the workers and isn't good for aged care residents. But the other one that really caught me by surprise was the public service itself under the Morrison government. The Commonwealth government is actually using a lot of labour hire at the moment. And the Department of Veterans Affairs, there was a report that came out last week, and the evidence that came out through that report was that 33% of the departmental staff for Department of Veterans Affairs are currently labour hire. So it just shocks me that a government would allow that to happen with their own workforce, let alone the workforces across the country on big mines, in big meatworks, in councils. This is rife at the moment, and the Morrison government's letting people get away with it.
Well, look, the Morrison government's been certainly accused in the last week or so of being more interested in fixing up a problem with respect to voter IDs. And, the question is there even an issue? Even the AEC says there's no issue. Why do we need to introduce this? What do you think the support is likely to be for this private members bill that you've just outlined?
Well, the private members bill from Anthony Albanese around same job, same pay should be supported by members of the LNP if they care about workers in Queensland. Some of them have already come out and said that they won't be supporting the bill, Phil Thompson particularly down there in Townsville, which is concerning. I mean, we would encourage members from the government to really consider this bill in its own right. And consider voting for this bill. You talk about the voter ID laws there. I mean, we compare that, I guess, as a solution looking for a problem. There is no evidence that there is widespread voter fraud. There is no evidence that that law is needed. And yet the government is prioritising pushing that law through the House of Reps this week instead of fixing up this major problem in our workplaces and a problem that is creating an insecure workforce, wages that are declining when we know living costs are going up, and that money doesn't recirculate back into our community. This is bad for our community. So we'd like to see those members of the government who have been so strongly supportive of a law that isn't required in the voter ID laws to come out and support our same job, same pay bill. I doubt that will happen, and I think the best way to get that to happen will be for a Labor government to be elected at the next election.
Look, it's been great to talk to you this morning. We've certainly covered some fairly interesting points. She's Cairns-based, Labor's Senator here in Queensland. Nita Green, have a fantastic day, and thank you so much for your time this morning. Cheers.
Always good to talk to you, Murray. Thank you. Now.